This week we have four stories about special individuals. We heard a few weeks ago that Dan Hawcroft, once a Chatterbox sound recordist, was trying to save the pub he now manages. Dan appeared on the front page of the Evening News again this week with good news about the Owl Sanctuary. Another pub landlord is also celebrating. Philip Cutler has pulled his 1 millionth pint. Terry Grint is special in another way. He was the record holder for cycling between Norwich and Great Yarmouth. And this week, two local people enjoyed success on television contest shows.
The Owl Sanctuary's best-kept secret has been revealed as it announced its new venue, made possible by a crowdfunding campaign, that it would be a former strip club on Timber Hill. Loyal customers were delighted as the team behind the Norwich venue confirmed its relaunch has been set for February the 19th, with a new home secured just days after their final weekend. The pub on Cattle Market Street closed its doors after staff had been told that the building had been bought. But gigs at the Owl Sanctuary, Mark II, are already selling out, and owner Dan Hawcroft said they had been really lucky to get the new building so soon. "The bottom line is that we're a working-class pub," he said. "As long as it's done with passion, we'd give it an ear." "We were really lucky. We got approached by a family called the Turners, who saw all the stuff in the paper, heard all the stuff on the radio, saw what we were about as people came to see us. Mr. Hawcroft has now been offered use of the former Fallen Angels strip club, and work will begin in earnest to get it ready for the opening night. It's actually an old strip club, so it was hard for the rest of the team to walk in there, and I imagine it as a music venue. But I could see it," he said. "It's the same vibe as what we had in the Owl. It had this sort of tucked-away, best-kept-secret sort of vibe. The new pub will have the same capacity spread over two floors, and Mr. Hawcroft said it will continue to support local breweries. The former home of the Owl Sanctuary, which has been bought by a new owner, could still be protected as an asset of community value, as talks with parties including Camera and Norwich South MP Clive Lewis are ongoing."
A pub landlord is celebrating after pulling enough pints of beer to fill an entire swimming pool. Philip Cutter believes he has pulled 1 million pints during his 28 and a half years at the Murderers in Norwich. And to mark his achievement, Norfolk brewer Woodford's has launched a commemorative brew in his honour, called One in a Fillion. Mr. Cutter said, "It's amazing to think I've pulled my millionth pint, and I can honestly say that I've enjoyed serving every single one. To have someone like me who has worked in the same place all of his adult life is quite unique these days, and it's nice to have reached this milestone." The 44-year-old started working at the Murderers on Timber Hill in the late 1980s while he was still a school student. Mr. Cutter admitted that he did not know for certain how many drinks he had pulled during his career, but he believed he'd pulled an average of 147 pints every weekday for 42 weeks each year. He added, "I would like to think I will be able to pull another million. It has taken me a bit under 30 years to get here, but in another 30 I'll be 75 and things might be different. Drinking culture has changed massively in the city. People used to come out en masse from 7:30 and we would be packed. Unfortunately, over the course of time, a lot of things have affected the pub industry." Mr. Cutter's commemorative brew is described as a light and zesty golden ale, costing £3.60 a pint.
For motorists, it is a journey which, at the wrong time of day, can still take the best part of an hour. But for cyclist Terry Grint, the 20-odd miles from Norwich to Great Yarmouth could be tackled in around 50 minutes. Mr. Grint from Heatherset held the record for the route for this route for two decades, one of a series of cycling titles he claimed in a glittering career in the saddle. Now 83, he has recalled his cycling feats to the Evening News after it was announced that the first leg of the 2016 Aviva Women's Tour in June is to finish in the city centre. Mr. Grint, who ran City, Firm, Fit, Signs and Graphics before his retirement, first jumped on his bike at the age of 9, in the midst of a Second World War blackout. With a candle inside a jam jar, hanging from his handlebars, guiding the way, he delivered dirty washing from a local restaurant in Cossey to a laundry in Norwich. It may have been a unique introduction to cycling, but it certainly proved effective. Taking up cycling seriously at the age of 18, Mr. Grint went on to become one of the top amateurs in the East of England. "I was the first East Anglian to break the hour for 25 miles, which in the cycling world is the equivalent of the four-minute mile," he recalled. "I was also the first East Anglian rider to do 50 miles inside 2 hours, and I was the Eastern County 25-mile road champion 2 years in a row. For 2 decades, he held the record for riding from Norwich to Yarmouth and back, completing the round journey of around 40 miles in 1 hour and 38 minutes. But just as his career moved forward towards its peak in the early 1950s, it was brought crashing to the ground. "I had an appendix operation, which went a little bit wrong, and I just never regained what I had before," he said.
Our region has twin television triumphs to celebrate, and the prospect of more to follow, as two contestants from the area enjoyed success on separate shows. Polly Guy, age 33, from Old Catton, has been crowned Champion of Champions on the cooking challenge Come Dine With Me, while Bradley Waterman, he's 19, impressed the judges on talent show The Voice to secure a place in the next round. The musician from Silver Road will now be mentored by the singer Paloma Faith, one of two of the judges to put him through. He will perform on the show again in around a month's time in an attempt to progress even further. Polly Guy, 33, was crowned winner of the rebooted Channel 4 cookery show 5 years after winning the original version of the programme. The mother of one and former model says her latest success has now inspired her to pursue a career in the industry. "I know I'm capable of more, and this has given me the fire in my belly to say, you know what, I'm actually going to write my own book and bring out my food range. I want to be snapping at the heels of Nigella Lawson. The next Nigella Lawson of Norwich, you could say." Musician Bradley Waterman has described the moment he made it through to the next round of TV talent show The Voice. He said, "I had it in my head that I was not going to get through, and I was so shocked when they turned. They started speaking to me afterwards, and I was a mess on stage. I couldn't even speak to them properly." Mr. Waterman only learned to play the guitar at 15 and held his first performance a year later at a school leavers event. After a positive reception, he decided to follow his passion and has since been performing at venues across the city. In the next stage of the show, Mr. Waterman will have to compete with another musician on stage.